call me the Nashville Rebel. They say, leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. They call me the Nashville Rebel. Little girl, don't you waste your time, for I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel. I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time. 'Cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
Tinc coses a fer i tinc coses a dir. Un altre dels rebels de Nashville va estar, ha estat Junior Brown, que ens ha obert les portes al seu tema anomenat Nashville Rebel, precisament, que extraiem des d'un tribut a Waylon Jennings, el verdader rebel de Nashville durant moltíssims anys, des del 2003, aquest Lonesome Orientment. Després de Junior Brown, seguim amb aquesta proposta musical que ens acosta a la ciutat, a la capital de la música, la ciutat de la música, com en diuen als Estats Units, com es coneix Nashville, és The Music City, USA. Des d'un àlbum de grans èxits, 17 concretament publicat el 1985, i parlant de Nashville, David Alan Coe, amb la cançó The Right.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son? When I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, you feel inside, 'cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing?
you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar string? He said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar string? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Una de les fantàstiques cançons de David Allan Coe que ens aportava aquesta fantàstica peça anomenada The Right. Hi ha cançons que directament no mencionen a Nashville, però sí que els successos que mencionen o del que parlen tenen lloc en algun dels seus carrers, en algun dels seus llocs, dels bars, dels establiments o dels barris d'aquesta ciutat. És el cas d'una cançó de Lacey G. Dalton que extraiem des de l'àlbum 16th Avenue. És precisament la primera dona que sentim amb el programa d'avui, cosa que també ens alegra. I ella canta amb aquesta Avinguda de Nashville. 16th, la 16a Avinguda de Nashville. Lacey J. Dalton.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms. They walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with all they own in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive, and others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white, black, and blue. They've all dialed a phone collective home from 16th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words rolled off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. It looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet, but a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything.
Lacey J. Charlton, amb aquesta cançó 16th Avenue, que ens parlava d'una de les avingudes de Nashville. Si hi ha un lloc recurrent, és Music Row. Music Row és un lloc, és un carrer, és un tall de carrer, on es concentren bàsicament totes les discogràfiques i persones involucrades amb el món de la música. Music Row, doncs, és un lloc emblemàtic, i a més per una cançó de Larry Cordell, que després també varen popularitzar més cap aquí George Strait i Alan Jackson. Precisament l'assassinat a Music Row, l'assassinat de la música més pura del country. Murder on Music Row.
Nobody saw him running from 16th Avenue. They never found a fingerprint or the weapon that was used. But someone killed country music, cut out its heart and soul. They got away with murder down on Music Row. The almighty dollar and the lust for worldwide fame slowly killed tradition, and for that someone should hang.
Ah, you tell them, Alan.
They all say not guilty, but the evidence will show that murder was committed down on Music Row. For the steel guitars no longer cry, and fiddles barely play, but drums and rock and roll guitars are mixed up in your face.
Oh, Hank wouldn't have a chance.
On today's radio, since they committed murder down on Music Row. No one would miss it once it was dead and gone. They said no one would buy them all drinking and cheating songs.
Well, I still buy them.
Well, there ain't no justice in it, and the hard facts are cold. Murder's been committed down on Music Row. For the steel guitars no longer cry, and you can't hear fiddles play, with drums and rock and roll guitars mixed right up in your face.
Why, the hag, he wouldn't have a chance.
On today's radio, since they've committed murder down on Music Row. Why, they'd even tell the possum to back up and go back home. There's been an awful murder down on Music Row.
Down on Music Row, una cançó que també David Frisell ha interpretat, i també una versió excepcional liderada per un intèrpret europeu que va rebre la qualificació de millor cançó country line en Robert Mitz al costat d'en Colin Gray. Aquest Murder on Music Row ha voltat molts anys. Aquesta és la versió de George Strait amb Alan Jackson. Hi ha una altra cançó que també vull recordar en el dia d'avui i que ens parla de Nashville sense que el nom surti amb el seu títol. Es diu Chet Atkins, Make Me a Star. Durant anys, en Chet Atkins, especialment als anys 60, va ser la icona representativa del món de Nashville i un excel·lent productor i descobridor de joves talents. El 1964, Don Bowman va cantar aquesta cançó sobre en Chet Atkins i sobre Nashville, demanant-lo que el fes una estrella. Don Bowman.
Hey there, Chet Atkins, would you make me a star? Oh, I tell you, I am something else with this guitar. Really, I mean, listen, you don't know what you're missing. Just listen, I mean, just listen to this. Ain't that fierce? Ain't that intense?
One-way picket from Cedar Falls.
That big guitar and the grin.
Hey there, Chet Atkins, would you make me a star? I mean, me being such a gas with this guitar. Listen, would you believe I ain't even got your correspondence course yet? That's hard to believe, ain't it? It's true. Never had a lesson, never. And this list 10 here. Chet Atkins, how come it is I never get to play by myself, huh? I mean, you get to play by yourself. How come I don't never get to play with some of them big symphonies like you do, huh? How come, Chet? How about when the swelling goes down in my fingers?
No és que sigui una meravella de cançó, però per al programa d'avui va bé. Esteu escoltant el Club del Country. Ens podeu trobar cada setmana a www.clubdelcountry.com. Ens podeu enviar un Twitter, la manera més fàcil de connectar amb nosaltres, @clubdelcountry. També a la nostra pàgina web on estem, a través del correu electrònic info@clubdelcountry.com. La manera de connectar amb nosaltres és indiferent i ràpida. I a més, la música que vosaltres trieu perquè soni en aquest programa sempre té prioritat. Per tant, feu-nos arribar les vostres peticions musicals, dedicatòries, artistes, el que vulgueu escoltar, rareses, que si podem les trobarem per vosaltres. Després de Don Bowman, amb aquest especial sobre Nashville, sentirem una cançó de Hank Williams Jr., des de l'àlbum que s'anomenava Whiskey Bent and Hellbound del 1979. Cantava Nashville d'aquesta manera, sobretot amb els seus antics cowboys, com sempre rememorant els grans noms de la indústria, George Jones, etc, etc. All Nashville Cowboys.
The old Nashville cowboy was burdened with time. He was bent by his years and the fight with the wine. With a head full of music and an old nursery rhyme. A heart full of sadness and dark sunken eyes. He told me they cheated, he told me they stole. The strength from his youth and the songs from his soul. He said he was family. and he called them miners, mother lode finders, digging so deep in search of more gold. Oh, where are the cowboys and the home on the range? Does anyone know that they've killed Jesse James? Now the good guys on TV seem bad, ain't it strange? And the old Nashville cowboys missed out on the change. Cowboy's life now is gone with the past. Like the whiskey he drank, it all went down too fast. He didn't know how to make each swallow last. And the head waitress won't be back to fill up his glass. James, is anyone listening or is everyone blind? Them old Nashville cowboys will sing for a dime. And hard times are cheap at the end of the line.
La música americana, com sempre, a www.clubdelcountry.com.